This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The NFL draft for many NFL fans across the land, and in between, there's so much more to talk about, including Mike Pence, the former VP, talking to a federal grand jury about the former president and what happened on January 6th. Meanwhile, bouncing back to sports, quarterback Lamar Jackson became the NFL's highest paid player after that extended standoff between himself and his team, the Baltimore Ravens. How much money did Jackson haul in? We'll tell you about it coming up a little bit later in the show. But first, as we kind of zig and zag in a few different directions, my name, Kate Delaney, of course, is still more fallout from what happened with Tucker Carlson and Fox. And you say, why are you talking about Tucker Carlson? Because I talk about what's on everybody's mind, and what I kept hearing all day long, people were asking me who I thought would replace Tucker Carlson and what would Fox do if their ratings continued to sink. Pretty tough when you put everything else aside and you think, okay, how do you fill the most watched hour in all of cable? We live in a cable land. So who fills that spot? I mean, it is a gaping hole, if you think about it, because it's right smack in the middle of prime time, right there in the evening. So it is a sweet spot for somebody to jump into. And who is that person going to be? Because it's been Tucker Carlson at 8 o'clock on that network since 2017. And then, of course, they're going to have rotating people, as you can imagine, for now, and then figure out who is the person that's going to jump in there. Because so many of you asked me what I thought about that. I mean, I don't think 9/11, because I was on the air for that, Katrina, and a bunch of other things that have happened in this country, both good and bad, and et cetera. I don't think I've gotten more email on anything besides all of that than this whole Carlson thing and Fox and what I thought and who's jumping in and do the ratings. They just let the ratings continue to slump. And I think it's so interesting how this has dominated the minds of a lot of people who both, by the way, are not watchers of Fox, are watchers of Fox, etc. So I'll tell you who I think is going to be the replacement. I think that replacement is going to be a guy named Greg Gutfeld. So just pay attention to that. We go to the mailbag. I'll talk more about what many of the things that you had to say about the situation were that came up on your radar and was the reason why we started off talking about, of all things, who's going to replace a host on a cable network show. All right, this was big, of course, because there's been so much chatter about it, is Mike Pence. He's testified before a federal grand jury investigating the former President Donald Trump, his efforts, and his Republican allies to overturn the 2020 election. That's what's being talked about. What does that mean? So there was such a push for that to happen. And then there was so much conversation about it happening. And now, finally, that day has come. And what he did was testify for more than 5 hours, supposedly. And you got to think about 5 hours of testimony. I mean, this was the get that they wanted. They wanted to talk to him. And have said that for a very, very long time. So anyway, Pence's meeting with investigators come as he's exploring a possible challenge to Trump for the Republican presidential nomination in 24. So as part of his political appearances in a recent book tour, he frequently speaks about refusing to do the former president's bidding, as he's calling it, on January 6th, and instead following the Constitution, but he had avoided speaking under oath as part of any investigation. Now, of course, the grand jury in D.C., those proceedings are secret. They assembled before 9 a.m. on Thursday. So all of a sudden, this is how I knew that we were getting close to this, because somebody texted me about the increase in security inside the courthouse. There were two SUVs with tinted windows that were pushing people, ferrying people, whatever word you want to use, to the building. And so there was heightened awareness as to what this would mean. The case has put Pence in a unique position to talk about the powers of his former office, and the court had even given the former VP the ability to keep out of the criminal proceedings his actions while he served as the presiding officer of the Senate on January 6th. But still, a lot of what they're interested in would be attainable by the grand jury. So unfiltered, here's the deal. And they're going to, and you knew they were going to question him for a long time. So 5 hours is a very, very long time. And even though we know some of what was written, of course, in his book, because in his book, he wrote that Trump told him in the days before the attack that he would inspire the hatred of hundreds of thousands of people because he was too honest to attempt to overturn the results of the 2020 election. So, wow. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that testimony with from this grand jury in this special investigation, you know, in what direction, let's just put it that way, it goes. Of course, we've had more weather. How could I not crack open this mic and say something about the weather happening in the United States? And the weather this time around was in Florida. So, and kind of near Florida, obviously, southern Louisiana. The risk for severe weather stretched across the Gulf from southern Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. I was in the middle of it because I kept hearing the alert. There was like this alert noise, brr, brr. Said to the hubs, what is going on? And it was because there were thunderstorms. And I was like, wow, in the middle of a drought, rain alert, rain alert. But in all seriousness, you had tornado and those severe thunderstorm warnings in effect in Thursday, especially Thursday evening, in Tallahassee, Florida. I know we have a lot of listeners there, a great station there that has carried us for a long time, telling people to take cover until the storms have passed. And then, you know, there's this thing that happens, by the way, the tornadoes, the circulations, all of a sudden they develop quickly, and it's a whole new ball game when you're talking about tornadoes. So anyway, on Thursday, more than 37 million Americans across 8 states at risk of that severe weather. So large hail, tornadoes, damaging wind gusts, all of that. And the tornado warnings and the dangerous weather stopped SpaceX from their launch because it was a rare hailstorm tearing through that southern part of the country. But there's no way you're going to have a launch and try to figure that out. So that was scrubbed. Coming up next, a man who I think forever changed television dies. Who's that? We'll tell you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Forever. I think that's Jerry Springer. He's a former Cincinnati mayor and talk show host, dead at the age of 79. And why do I think he changed television forever? Because of the tabloid kind of talk show that he did. Outrageous arguments, throwing chairs, physical confrontation, sparring couples, home wreckers, you name it. It seemed like nothing was out of bounds. Springer one time told CNN that he didn't mind being referred to as the grandfather of trash TV. And if you go back about 12, 13 years, the Jerry Springer Show at the time celebrated its 20th anniversary on the air. I mean, he made a lot of money and he made a lot of noise. The show ended in 2018, 4,000 episodes of that show. Countless stories were written about Springer's role in the decline of culture, even. Some people blame him for that. Here is a slice of Jerry Springer.
Well, I've been with my girlfriend for almost 3 years, but we've been broken up for 2 months. We still live together. We still have sex and everything like that.
Well,
the reason
that
why we broke up is because she's been cheating on me, so I'm here today to see if we... So today I'm here to see if she will stop, if we can make it officially, because I really do love her. The biggest problem out of all is this kid, Manny. Today is the day where I want you to ring that bell and I show him who the man is. And I'm like...
Yeah, you that's vintage Springer there. That's it. I mean, right there in that little clip, you heard pretty much what a typical day would be on that show. I will tell you, in a very small group, maybe 100 people or so, I was at a talkers gathering, talk show hosts, and I was very new to this. It might have been, maybe the first year I was doing a talk show. And Jerry Springer gave a little talk. And it was so interesting because he didn't care what anybody thought. He talked about what the show was about. And again, this is people in the industry, and mostly people that were either producing talk shows and just talk show hosts. And then he talked about how fortunate he felt to become a citizen of the U.S. because he came through Ellis Island, right? He came to the United States and said he was a little boy, and he remembered seeing the Statue of Liberty and what that meant. And he talked a lot about feeling like he was one of the luckiest men alive because he got to live in this great country and because he escaped. I mean, he escaped with his family the Holocaust. He was raised in Queens, New York, but again, a lawyer, a politician, an actor, a producer, and then ultimately the talk show host. And his family escaped, and he can remember a little bit about what that was like. I mean, his maternal grandmother, who was left behind, died in the gas vans, if you will, of an extermination camp. And his paternal grandmother died at the hospital after going through a concentration camp. So there were lots of connections to his family and what happened with the Holocaust. And what an interesting career. If you go back and look, he got a Bachelor of Arts from Tulane University in the great state of Louisiana in 65. He majored in political science and really focused a lot on politics. And then he went to Northwestern after that. But it was really the show, right? The Jerry Springer Show from 91 to 2018 that people remember when they think of Jerry Springer. And he certainly had a long career before that. But that's the thing that put him on the map, if you will. So dead at the age of 79. All right, as we kind of look at a few other things that are going on in the world, like I said at the top, this is kind of one of those shows where there's so much happening, and I think there's so much happening that's kind of pinging on our radars. We're, you know, a handful of days left in April before we bounce into May, and it's been heavy. It's been heavy of what's happening across the country with somebody going into the wrong driveway, as I said the other night, and getting shot and killed. Somebody else going to the wrong house just because it was the wrong avenue, not court, and the confusion over that, and being shot. Somebody dying because a rock was thrown through the windshield of their car. And the list has been very long and heavy in the last 2 weeks. So I think it is about finding the levity. This was another thing that I had questions about in the mailbag. So it's such an interesting mailbag in talking about you know, everything from Tucker Carlson to, you know, where do we find the light? You know, as somebody said to me, where do we find the light? And the answer is, it is all around you. You just have to keep your eyes open and watch for it, you know, and watch for it, because it does feel like it's been rather without a doubt, rather dark. Very, very dark. All right, so one thing that's interesting is I talked about Bed Bath & Beyond done, right? They stopped accepting coupons Wednesday. Because if there was one thing that is certain that we all probably have in common, the crazy blue Bed Bath & Beyond coupons. Like they did a brilliant job in one sense a long time ago of shoving them down your throat in a sense, because I mean everybody got them, the 20% off, and it's interesting. You can't redeem them anymore, and they just showed up constantly. Like you just knew as sure as the mailman was going to deliver whatever else he was going to deliver in his bag or her bag, you were going to get those Bed Bath & Beyond coupons. So what's interesting in a stroke of brilliance is the Container Store is going to give customers a 20% discount off any single item if they bring a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon to any store location. Is that kind of smart? So the coupons are going to get accepted until May 31st, right? I think it is brilliant. Just 20% off one single item. That's it. Because they know this is so smart because so many of those things got mailed out that they may draw in, right, people who perhaps don't normally go to their store, or maybe they draw in people that do go to the store and spend some more money. But either way, I think that they end up making money. All right, so here's the light. I'm going to give you the light. Besides, of course, the coupon if you're into that kind of thing. How about this Michigan middle schooler who saved a busload of kids after the driver passed out? So Dylan Reeves, 13 years old, on Thursday, the entire school district of Warren Consolidated Schools saluted him in a ceremony, and they heard his story. A quiet, spoken kid at a middle school, Carter Middle School, 20 miles north of downtown Detroit. He jumped into action during a bus ride home from school Wednesday afternoon when he saw the driver had passed out behind the wheel. Passed out behind the wheel. He clutched the brake and tried to steer the bus to a complete stop. Screams can be heard from other students as he's yelling at them to call 911. So he jumps into action. You can even see it because, of course, there's video there. They have video in the bus. And wow. So the driver passes out and she is still hospitalized. This seventh grader doesn't sit there or scream or even, you know, try to do 911. He moved into action. He brought the school bus to a safe stop. Bravo. There is the light. Good job. Good job, Dylan Reeves. Coming up next, your thoughts as we go to the mailbag.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Economic growth in the U.S. during the first quarter was significantly slower than expected. The Commerce Department's latest figures show gross domestic product increased by 1.6%, falling short of economists' forecast of a 2.4% rise. The Supreme Court is deliberating whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office. Trump attorney D. John Sauer.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
The special counsel attorney argued against absolute immunity. Southwest Airlines announced Thursday it will suspend operations at four major airports due to financial underperformance and Boeing delivery delays. The affected airports include Bush Intercontinental in Houston, Syracuse International, Bellingham International, and Cozumel International. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Just mail flying around all over the place. Seriously, thank you, thank you, thank you. 24/7, let it flow. I appreciate all your thoughts, no matter what they are, on whatever it is we're talking about or what you think we should be talking about. Something you point out. Kate at katedelatingradio.com. This one was from Joe listening to us on WTLS. Score 94, hit 106. Great stations. You're talking about Alabama and Tallahassee. And so he says, Kate, I'm with you on the weather thing and sometimes the whiplash we all get. But speaking of whiplash, it's so crazy to me in a way that Tucker Carlson is the guy that went down, I think, because of the whole Dominion thing and what Fox had to pay, because he was exceedingly popular, or popular enough that he was drawing in 3 million viewers or more a night. Carlson made a lot of money, so I don't think anyone has to feel sorry for him. He'll probably pop up doing something else. But I just saw, and you probably know this, that he did a video And this 2-minute video that he posted on Twitter that had his first comment since he was fired by Fox on Monday really had a lot of eyeballs on it. I think because people wanted to hear what he had to say since there was nothing that was said on the air, and all of a sudden he was just off of it. I think it'd be hard to fill his shoes, although, you know, they have some people already on the network that seem to be popular, and maybe that's the way they'll go. I don't know why. I normally am not fascinated by this, but I think it's because my wife is so obsessed with it. She talks about it all the time as to what I think happened there and what was it that led to the downfall and all of that. Thanks for that, Joe. And I don't know if you live in Florida or you live on the other side of Alabama, but absolutely, weather. So the video you're talking about, it was posted on Wednesday night, and more than 60 million people have looked at it. I mean, it's well over 60 million. And it didn't really talk about Fox so much. It was his comments as, you know, it was just his comments and what you could perceive as to be comments about the network, but sort of not really. I think he's kind of careful about that because he's got a lawyer, and then, you know, that whole thing of extracting yourself, there probably will be like some kind of a suit or some kind of, I don't know. I'm not sure, but I guarantee he was careful. So one of the things he said is that he said, people in charge know this. That's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion. They're resorting to force, but it won't work. When honest people say what's true calmly, and he said this before, and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who are trying to silence them shrink. They become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail. Where can you still find Americans who say true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there's hope. So he was kind of dancing around, I think, for sure, the being let go from Fox and having no last show officially or none of that, and the whole thing. So there were a couple other people who had comments. There was one from Keith and another one from Ken where it was kind of similar, saying, who do you think pops into that space? And I already said it. I think it's a guy named, if you watch, you would know him. It's Greg Gutfeld, because he's a heavily watched host already, and especially in what a key demographic would be, 25 to 54, and that's where Carlson was dominating. He co-hosts The Five, and I think he would seem kind of primed to maybe step in there. He seems like kind of an obvious choice. He's not like Carlson, though. And he talks about culture wars, and he has certainly a loyal audience, and he tackles some serious things, and he's very irreverent, almost comedic, I would say, in some ways. So he would be very different to put in that spot. There are other conversations about people that could step in there, like Brian Kilmeade, who could be someone that could end up in that spot. And people are very familiar with him, familiar with his work on the network. And who knows? I mean, there may be some curveball. Maybe it's a duo. I don't know, because it is a big hole to fill. Interesting. Okay, then we go to this one from Billy, who says, Kate, I like when you do the man cave thing. I think it's funny. You crack me up with some of the things that you talk about. You've been talking about Hoop and some of the superstars that have emerged early in this thing, like Jimmy Butler, etc. And, of course, that's no shock of what he's been able to do. But What about the NFL draft? I don't know if there was anything that was shocking about it. I mean, Bryce Young was going to go first, don't you think? And maybe, if anything, you certainly saw a lot of quarterbacks that were taken early in the draft. It shows you probably the price that is being put on trying to find at least future superstars or backups or somebody to fill the hole, don't you think? Oh, absolutely. Bryce Young was going to be the guy, right? We knew that. He, I mean, all you had to do is watch him in Alabama. He is ideal to fill that spot for the Panthers, I think. But you don't know until he's actually there. I mean, already people are talking about, he's going to be the rookie of the year. It's perfect. They move up and they pick him, and so that he didn't dump into the field. It makes complete sense. If you think about the kind of quarterback he is, the mobility, et cetera. And he doesn't make a lot of mental mistakes. I think that's the deal. So even though he's mobile, he's really a pocket passer. I don't know. I like him. I liked him out of Alabama. So, yeah, it was kind of a no-brainer for sure for them to make that move. And I don't think that was a surprise. And then C.J. Stroud, the Ohio State quarterback, going to the Texans. The Texans have had so many problems in that spot. And he's another pure pocket passer in that draft class. So, yeah, there you go. I could go deeper into that, but he's bigger, taller than Bryce Young, and there's some differences between the two, of course, but he makes sense. I mean, they traded Deshaun Watson, and they've been looking for whoever the next person is to step in to fill those shoes. So I'll tell you another quarterback I like from Florida, Anthony Richardson. He goes to the Colts at 4, and I think that he is, for people who aren't sure, yeah, he needs seasoning and everything, that what he's going to be like. But I think that with his size, with his wingspan, with some of his speed, I don't know. I like him to, with the quick reads. I like him if he is a quick study making that transition to the pros. I like him to do really, really well for a team that desperately needs an identity at that spot. So look for good things from the Gator quarterback, I think, Anthony Richardson. All right, let's go to something else. How about this? This one was from Tanya, who says, Kate, wow, Jerry Springer. You know what? It is trashy TV for sure. That's what he did. But I got sucked into some of the craziness of Jerry Springer's show. It was like one of the things that you would look at like, oh, that's awful. Those people, that's crazy. That's insane. And then you would watch it. So, because if you were flipping around and you were just having one of those days, it was one of those things that you just couldn't get away from the glare of the kooky circus that was all about what happened on that show, the crazy confrontations, the people who were surprised by some of what they were accused of doing, and how people would get into fights. It almost looked like it was staged, but I honestly think sometimes it wasn't staged. But either way, you watch that train wreck of a show. Yeah, and Springer died from pancreatic cancer, which, of course, is so deadly. The survival rates are ridiculously low, so dead at the age of 79. But I said CNN dubbed him at one point the grandfather of trash television. And sure enough, yeah, absolutely. All right, quickly, this one last one. This one is from Derek, who says, what's going on with derailments? Another train derails. Yeah, you know, a freight train derailed Thursday along the Mississippi River in really that southwestern slice of Wisconsin. Two cars plunged into the water. I mean, wow. No hazardous materials this time around. No hazardous materials. But what is happening, right? What is happening with our rail system? It's crazy. It seems like this happens every 4 or 5 weeks. That's the mailbag.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Smartphone technology, think about mobile services and how fast everything is evolving. There's so many new smartphones that are coming at us fast and furious right there on the horizon. And of course, wireless providers to choose from. It's hard to identify. I think this is true. I hear this all the time from my friends, which is the right fit for you and your family and which plans will give you the most flexibility. So we are pleased to have television host and lifestyle expert Yvette Rios with us to uncover some of those gotchas in these plans and the whole wireless deal and trying to figure out what is the best. What about upgrades, flexible plans, like I said, and the freedom of actually switching. So Yvette, this is such a hot topic. I'm serious on my show. The timing with this is perfect. So thanks for coming on.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm glad I can be of service because I completely get it. It's really intimidating. So hopefully I'll help make things a little bit easier for your listeners.
Excellent. So let's talk about the gotchas that I mentioned. What should we look out for when we're picking our wireless provider?
For sure. So there's a trend happening now in the industry that you really need to look out for when you're signing a new device contract. And that is that a lot of providers are extending what normally was a 24-month device contract to a 30 or even a 36-month contract, which just, you know, as you mentioned, it's like technology moves fast and furious. So that's 3 years that you're paying off the same phone. So just to put that in perspective, 3 years ago, ago, there was no iPhone that could be used on a 5G network. So it's not a good idea to get tied in to a device for that long. So that's number one. You really want to read the fine print when you're signing a contract like that. Number two is you want to make sure that whatever provider you go with allows you to unlock your phone and they don't add a bunch of obstacles or make it really difficult for you to do that. If they do that, that is an indication that it might be more difficult to get out of the agreement if you do want to do that in the future. So those are kind of the two pitfalls that are sort of out there in the industry you just want to be aware of so that you do the right thing for yourself and your family.
Yeah, the other thing is, of course, we want the best value. So how do we do that? You're looking for the most value. And there's a lot of confusion, I think, with people when they're trying to do that. Because, you know, this we have short attention spans and we don't have a lot of time.
For sure. Well, there's a lot of things to look at when you're looking at value, right? You want to make sure that there is a really extensive 5G network so that you can move freely throughout the country and not worry about your service. And then obviously the price of the plans. But the thing you really want to pay attention to is that there are all of these freebies that you can get with certain providers. So, for example, T-Mobile is giving you free Netflix, free Apple TV Plus, free AAA membership, all included with their most popular plans. So it really will save you so much money in other areas of your life when you think about it. So, you know, as much as you want to consider the price of the plan, you want to take into account all of these other extra things that are going to make whatever plan you choose that much more valuable. And if you do travel, I end up traveling a lot. When you have a T-Mobile plan, you do get free Wi-Fi in the airports and even on the planes with major airlines. So it is such a benefit and, you know, can save you so much money when you factor in things like that.
Wow, that's huge when you think about that. Absolutely. So for everybody listening, I'm sure you've piqued their interest. Where can they go for more information?
For sure. You can go to T-Mobile.com and you can also go into one of the stores and there they'll tell you all about the new plans, the Go 5G Plus and the Phone Freedom Program, which really allow you to stick to those 24-month contracts, have reliable bills every month that aren't going to go up or down when you use auto pay and really just, you know, really allow you the freedom to do and make the changes you'd like to make.
Yvette Rios, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Interesting, you know, what they're offering, because it's so super competitive. And what do we care about? She's right. You got to make sure you ask all those questions, the 5G connectivity, the potential of what are the discounts, other users, all of that. I think now more than ever that's so key is the coverage. Every time I talk to somebody, if they sound like they're falling in or out, it's always about, where's the cell tower? My phone works better in this state than that state. I don't understand it. I have to go to one side of the house versus the other side of the house. So very timely, actually, what she said, what they're throwing in for those extras. I started adding that up like, wow, what would that mean for my house? I don't know. Food for thought. All right, some quick hits, including this one because I talked about it. Who now has the best contract one could imagine? Oh, boo-hoo. Lots of tears were shed for Lamar Jackson. What's going to happen? The franchise tag. Now they have Odell Beckham as the sure hands for the Ravens. Well, the Ravens agreed to a 5-year, $260 million contract for Lamar Jackson. What does that do to everybody else who's out there that's going to be expecting a very big payday? Think about some of those quarterbacks. Think about Burrow. Think about Herbert and others, some of the other top quarterbacks in the NFL. It surely is going to have some kind of an effect on the dollar. So after all of that back and forth and what's going to happen, he is now the highest paid player in the NFL. And $260 million. So an annual salary of $52 million. And it puts him just ahead of Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, who got a great deal. He had a 5-year, $255 million extension. So it's just a little bit more, right? But very, very close. Huge So I'll tell you what, they're going to expect that he's going to close the deal for them and get them to another Super Bowl and win another Super Bowl. I mean, he led the NFL in touchdown passes in 2019. He was the league MVP. He broke a bunch of different records. So by re-signing him, I think they are improving their championship odds for this upcoming season. And now that he's got the money, he's got to make, and I'm sure he obviously knows that and has talked about that, he's got to make the connection, meaning make the connection to the Lombardi Trophy. All right, some other quick things here being talked about as we bounce back to Washington, D.C. We talk about immigration and the immigration woes all the time on the show. Many of you have talked about your experiences through various border entrances and going across the border and then coming back. House Republicans on Thursday unveiled a pair of immigration bills that would restart the border wall. They would hire more Border Patrol agents. They would tighten the asylum eligibility. It's a bill that's being proposed by Judiciary Committee Republicans in advance. So it includes the authorization for Homeland Security's chief to block any foreign citizen from entering into the U.S. if they decide it's necessary to achieve operation, what they're calling operational control over such border. So it would revive some of the Trump-era programs to limit the asylum eligibility for people traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border, and then there would be penalties for immigration violations. It would expand migrant family detention. It would heighten employment verification requirements, all of that. But does it have a chance to be enacted into law? And, of course, like Congressman Jerry Nadler from New York, who's the top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, says this has no chance of being enacted into a law. Most of the provisions won't even pass on the floor of the House because of the opposition. And it's so extreme, and it's not going to happen. Now, there was a separate bill by the House Homeland Security Committee, and it would strip government funding from nonprofits that provide certain humanitarian assistance to migrants, restart construction of the border wall, and beef up security technology at the border. Chair Mark Green, Congressman Mark Green, a Republican from Tennessee, who actually was on this show a long time ago, proposed the bill, saying that the president and Department of Homeland Security Secretary are to blame for the drug trafficking problem at the border. We made a commitment to secure our border, and we have to do it. Boy, it just always seems like the hot potato of immigration keeps on getting passed and passed and passed. Meaning, you just keep on passing it. Talk about it, pass it on, and don't fight for the solutions. Come up with the best solutions we can and just move forward. People, be safe, be sane, be happy. This is the way.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.